There's a lot of people who owe their mainstream sports media careers to Skip Bayless. Whether you love him or hate him, there's no denying the fact that Skip Bayless is a pioneer in sports media. Before Skip Bayless, there weren't very many debate shows on television. Sure, you had shows like PTI and Around the Horn, maybe one or two others, but Skip Bayless popularized the format. He brought the aspect of entertainment to sports media. As one of the pioneers, as one of the innovators in this industry, I cannot imagine how difficult it must be for Skip Bayless to realize that it's over. And it's not only the fact that he is coming to the harsh realization that it's over, it's coming to that realization while also knowing that you're probably not going out on your own terms. Skip Bayless and my dad, they're the same age, they're both 72 years old. Both of my parents are retired. Now, my mom, she is perfectly content waking up at 7, 8, 9 o'clock every morning, getting on her computer to play Spider Solitaire, or engaging in one of her favorite hobbies, which is getting on Facebook and looking at the lives of people that she barely knows. Sometimes my mom will get excited and call me, "Did you know that Sarah Ann was pregnant?" Damn sure didn't, mother. Didn't know she was capable of getting pregnant because I did not know that Sarah Ann was still alive. I haven't seen her since the second grade. Mom, though, she is perfectly content enjoying her retirement. She wakes up every morning and she does exactly what she feels like doing, which is great. She worked her entire life. My mother has earned her retirement. Now, my dad, on the other hand, he cannot stop working. He still wakes up early every morning and goes to work. Still runs his own business. He doesn't work as hard as he used to, but dad's got to have something to do every day. He needs to have a purpose. He can't sit around in his recliner watching reruns of Gunsmoke and Little House on the Pasture or whatever the fuck. As I've watched my dad get older, I've learned that men, especially men who have achieved success, men who have built companies and careers, they often have a very hard time letting go. Howard Stern, he has been past his prime for over 10 years now. As soon as Artie Lang left, the Howard Stern Show has never been the same. He has lost millions of listeners. Howard Stern is rarely mentioned in the mainstream media anymore. I mean, this dude went from being the king of all media to being the king of anonymity. Yet, for some reason, Howard Stern continues broadcasting a watered-down, painfully boring radio show. Why? If I had to guess, he can't let it go. I believe it's the same thing with Skip Bayless. He is trying. My God, he is trying. He is trying to save his career. He is trying to hold on to it. But I think we are going to see headlines this summer that read something like, "Fox Sports has terminated their contract with Skip Bayless," or something to that effect. We are 3 months into 2024, outside of football season during the fall. The first quarter of the year, it's one of the busiest times in sports media. Got the NFL playoffs in January, the Super Bowl and the NBA in February. March is consumed by March Madness. Ratings, they are supposed to be higher this time of year. Yet somehow, during the first 3 months of 2024, Skip Bayless has managed to set record low ratings every single month. It's not like the rest of the lineup at FS1 is struggling. Matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. December and January were two of the best months in the history of the network. Colin Cowherd is doing well. The absolutely insufferable Nick Wright, the chief apologist of white privilege. This dude, who is desperately trying to repopularize the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet from the early 90s. Now, of course, no one is copying the trend because Nick Wright is not an influencer. He's not a trendsetter. But even Nick Wright, he is finding ways to grow his audience on FS1. Now, obviously, growing your audience on FS1 means going from nothing to almost nothing. But still, everyone at the network is growing their audience except Skip Bayless. It has gotten so bad that Fox, they don't even mention Skip Bayless when they release their monthly ratings reports. They pretend like Skip Bayless doesn't exist. Now, maybe they are trying to spare him the embarrassment, or maybe, just maybe, this is a subtle signal that Fox Sports has no intention of keeping Skip Bayless around for the long-term future. Last month, Skip Bayless, he only averaged 69,000 viewers. Last Thursday, heading into the Sweet 16, he hit a new record low, 48,000 viewers. Now, Pat McAfee, someone who is struggling to draw flies to a fresh turn on ESPN, his audience in the 18 to 49 demo, it is double the size of Skip Bayless's overall audience. In the last 10 weeks, Skip Bayless, he has eclipsed 100,000 viewers 4 times. This is no longer a decline. This is no longer a trend. This is the new norm. Now, even though I don't always agree with him, even though he doesn't do himself any favors by stroking the cucumber of deacons at Woke United Methodist, I kind of feel bad for Skip Bayless. This isn't someone like Keith Olbermann. Kitty Poo! This isn't someone like Keith Olbermann who deserves to be a huge embarrassing failure. This isn't someone like Don Lemon who is failing miserably right now on YouTube and Twitter. Matter of fact, I might update you guys tomorrow morning on the complete lack of progress that Donnie is making. We might have our newest nominee for the second annual Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. Some of Donnie's videos on YouTube, the views, they don't require the assistance of a comma to separate the numbers. I mean, there's no need for commas when your view counts are in the triple digits. But anyway, part of me feels bad for Skip Bayless because, I mean, he seems like a nice dude. He has used his influence to help a lot of people build their career in sports media. But Skip Bayless is learning the same lesson that Haley Van Lith learned last night. There is no loyalty in the woke movement. Doesn't matter how many times you apologize for your mythical white privilege. Doesn't matter how many times you enlist yourself in the woke army and you volunteer your time to fight the media-created battle of mythical racism. Hell, just yesterday, Skip tried to earn the bonus wiener from the Deacons by accusing the LA Times of being racist. He claimed the article that the LA Times wrote about Kim Mulkey and LSU was filled with racism. Oh, as someone who is living through the disease of white privilege, it pains me to see this racism. The article in the LA Times, it might have been written in poor taste, but it wasn't racist. In my opinion, the article was written as an attack on Kim Mulkey instead of an attack on the young women playing at LSU. But over the years, there have been a lot of people who have benefited from the influence of Skip Bayless. 10 or 12 years ago, Stephen A. Smith, he was banished from the worldwide leader in woke. He wasn't allowed in the break room where colleagues embrace and passionate woke hugs. Stephen A., he was given the label that he was difficult to work with. Who was there to give Stephen A. Smith a second chance? Skip Bayless. Same thing with Shannon Sharp. Where was Shannon Sharp before he was on Undisputed? He works with Skip Bayless for 7 years. He becomes the star of the show, even though most people, myself included, didn't know it at the time. And how does he repay Skip Bayless for revitalizing his media career? For starters, he refuses to come to his defense after the complete overreaction on social media and the mainstream media to what Skip Bayless said after DeMar Hamlin collapsed on Monday Night Football. You guys remember that? You guys remember all that fake outrage? DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field, the NFL made the decision to postpone the game, and they eventually canceled it altogether. Skip Bayless, he said something to the effect of, "How is the NFL going to make up this game? This game could have huge consequences on seeding for the playoffs." Now, was it an ill-timed tweet? Sure, most definitely. Did Skip Bayless deserve to be demolished by the media? Did he deserve all the fake outrage? Absolutely not. Now, not only did Shannon Sharp, "Hey, it's me, Shay Shay," not only did the grown man who calls himself Shay refuse to come to Skip's defense, he also refused to show up to work the next day. Shay Shay claimed that, "I was too emotional. I was crying because Skip's tweet hurt my feelings. This overreaction should be expected of me. I mean, I am a grown man who prefers to be called Shay Shay." Instead of coming to Skip's defense, Shannon Sharp decided to pour fuel on the ass fire. Several months later, after he divorced Skippy and entered into holy matrimony with Stephen A. Smith, Shay and A., they spent the entire month of September completely emasculating Skip Bayless. I mean, it was absolutely brutal what they did to him. They spent weeks tarnishing his reputation. They spent weeks trying to destroy the only dude who was willing to give them a second chance in sports media. How did Skip Bayless respond? I'm sure at the time he thought he was taking the high road. I'm sure at the time he thought he was being the better man by not responding. I think his lack of response destroyed his media career because people lost respect for Skip Bayless. How are you going to let two dudes talk shit about you for weeks and you say nothing about it? I think it was the biggest mistake in Skip Bayless's media career. If you look at the ratings for Undisputed, they start dropping in the middle of September around the time that Shay and A are emasculating Skip Bayless, and his ratings never recover. Instead of trying to differentiate himself from ESPN, Skip Bayless, he just copies the format of First Take. The problem is, after everything that happened last year, we're not getting the same Skip Bayless. It reminds me of what happened with Howard Stern. We no longer get the angry Skip, just like we no longer get the angry Howard. Now we get the docile Skippy and the emotional Howie. 2021, before his divorce from Shay Shay, Skip Bayless, he re-signed with Fox. Now, the contract is 4 years, and I think it's worth $8 million a year. Now, I don't know if the contract expires this year or if the contract carries him through 2025, but either way, I don't think it matters. One way or another, I believe Fox will find a way to get out of this contract this summer. This cannot continue. These ratings are not sustainable. Skip Bayless has lost, at minimum, 100,000 viewers in 7 months. Ratings are getting close to the point where they are going to be too low to be measured. Skip Bayless doesn't rank in the top 500 on cable. The top 500! How can you justify paying someone $8 million a year and they can't break into the top 500? I mean, you could put the Lizzo on the air in a bikini, filling up the screen with all that body positivity, and break into the top 500 on cable. You could broadcast old wrestling matches, Doink the Clown versus Debbie the WNBA dump diver, and break into the top 500 on cable. And that programming, it's cheap, wouldn't cost you $8 million a year. And that $8 million, it does not include the salaries of guys like Paul Pierce, who was also given a second chance in the media by Skip Bayless. Doesn't include the salary of Rachel Nichols or everyone's favorite sports expert, Lil Wayne. It's just not sustainable, and I think Skip Bayless knows it. I think it's one of the reasons that he has been so reserved lately. I guess he's trying to be on his best behavior, but that is not what made Skip Bayless successful. Anyway, give me your thoughts on this. Skip Bayless sets record low ratings again. Do you think Fox lets him go this summer? What do you think happened here? How have ratings declined this drastically in the span of just 6 or 7 months? Now, I watch clips of Undisputed every week on YouTube. I would rather hear Skip Bayless and Paul Pierce along with Rachel Nichols. I prefer watching them talk about the NBA over Stephen A. Smith and Shay Shay. There is a noticeable change in the demeanor of Skip Bayless. He's just not the same. Why do you think that is? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.